Good morning.
早晨。
It's nice to see a lot of young faces.
好高興見到咁多咁年輕嘅面孔。
It's not that I'm not happy to see the old faces.
唔係話我唔高興見到啲比較年長嘅面孔。
But we don't see these young faces as often as I like.
因為實在我哋唔係太多時間可以見到咁多咁年輕嘅面孔。
Today I will be sharing on Isaiah 53.
今天我會跟大家交通以賽亞書第53章。
And it happened that the children ministry is also sharing in that area.
原來剛剛樓上兒童聚會同樣是交通緊以賽亞書53章。
Isaiah 53 is probably one of the most popular chapter in the Bible.
以賽亞書第53章相信是聖經裡面最出名的一篇經文。
And a lot of people love to read it.
很多人都很喜愛讀這一篇的經文。
So today we just like to take some excerpts from it and we will talk about our Lord Jesus, why he suffered for us.
所以今天我們會看一看，我們去看一下為什麼我們的主耶穌會為我們受苦。
So many, or let's put it this way, before I was a Christian,
在我成為基督徒之前,
I asked a question about why do Jesus has to be die on the cross?
我問一個問題，就是為什麼耶穌基督一定要在十字架上面死呢?
Is there a different way he can do it?
他可不可以藉著另外一些方法去成就他的事情呢?
And why does Christ have to go through so much suffering?
為什麼基督要經過這麼多的苦難呢?
So today we want to read a few verses from chapter 53.
所以今天我們會在53章裡面讀幾節的經文。
But to serve the full purpose of chapter 53, we actually need to go back to three verses in 52.
但如果我們要明白成一整章53章，我們一定要看看52章最後幾節。
So there is four songs in the book of Isaiah.
在以賽亞書裡面有四首的詩歌。
And this is called the servant song.
是講到仆人的詩歌。
And chapter 53 is part of the fourth song.
53章就是四首詩歌裡面其中一首。
And it actually starts in chapter 52 from verse 13.
而是由52章第13節開始的。
So let's just read it and maybe, let's see, maybe I'll read one verse and then let's see how we should do it. Okay, maybe the English will read one verse and then the Chinese will read the second verse. Okay, so I'll start.So this is Isaiah 52, verse 13. Now let's read it together in English first.
See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
Okay, 14. Chinese.
用中文讀。
許多人因他驚奇，他的面貌比別人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
And then 15, so he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. All right, so we'll go to chapter 52, verse 2. Verse 53, so Chinese first then.
中文讀第二節。他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地，他无佳形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
OK, so verse 3 English. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their face. He was despised.And we held him low esteem. Okay, verse 4, Chinese.
他誠然擔當我們的憂患，背負我們的痛苦。
我们却以为他受责备，被神击打苦待了。 And verse 5 English, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wound we are healed. And verse 6 Chinese,
我们如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And verse 7 English, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep
before his shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And verse 10.
定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
And verse 11, English.
After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many.And he will bear their iniquities.
So in Isaiah 53, it talks about the suffering of the Lord.
在以赛亚书第五十三章嗰度讲到主嘅受苦。
And we'll spend a little time talk about, you know, the details and the gruesome of the suffering and the pain was inflicted on him.
我哋会花少少时间去讲及嗰啲详情，佢所受嘅苦系点样。
Have you ever asked why the Lord go through the suffering?
但你有冇问过呢个问题？点解主要经过呢啲嘅苦难呢？
So let's go back to chapter 52 in the very beginning.
我哋去翻52章嗰度。
So in verse 13, it said, "See, my servant will act wisely."
嗰度讲到我的仆人行事必有智慧。
So this is what God's saying that.His servant is talking about Jesus.
呢度就係神咁樣講到我嘅仆人，呢度講嘅仆人就係耶穌基督。
And he will be raised up.
呢度講到佢會被高舉。
And what does it mean to be raised?
點樣為之被高舉呢？
It's talking about he be raised from the dead.
呢度係講到佢從死裏復活。
So after he was crucified, he was buried.
当他被钉十字架之后，他是被埋葬。
And 3 days later, he was resurrected.
3日之后复活。
And then it also said he was lifted up.
呢度亦都讲到是被高举上升。
It talk about is in 40 days, our Lord Jesus was ascended to heaven. He was lifted up to heaven.
呢度讲到是40日之后，主是被接翻上天上面。
And then it talk about.He was also highly exalted.
呢度亦都讲到系成为至高。
So our Lord went into the heaven and sit on the right hand of God the Father.
呢度讲到我哋嘅主系被接上天上面，系坐喺神嘅右边。
So the Bible told us that all the authorities was given to him.
圣经告诉我哋，所有权柄都系赐过俾主耶稣。
So this is actually God's plan.
这个就是神的计划。
So God has a plan, and Jesus came, and he followed, he acts wisely.
神有一个计划，耶稣就来到这个地上面，他是有智慧的，是去实行神这个计划。
But his crucifixion, his suffering was just a part of it.
但是他的受苦，他被钉十字架，是这个计划的一部分。
He was notcaptive by death.
佢唔係被死亡捆绑住。
He was raised.
佢係被高举，係被
He was resurrected.
从死里复活过嚟。
He was lifted up, ascended to heaven.
佢係被高举上升，升上天上面。
And then now he is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords.
而家佢係万王之王，万主之主。
So, and then we look at verse 14.
即係我睇一睇第十四節。
He said that there are many people who look at Jesus and they were afraid of him. They were appalled at him.
呢度讲到许多人见到主耶稣，佢哋惊奇，佢哋害怕。
They were actually horrified when they saw Jesus on the cross.
佢哋见到耶稣喺十字架上面嘅时候，佢哋系惊恐。
They said that his appearance was so disfigured.
因为佢哋讲到佢嘅面貌系比其他人憔悴。
He was beaten.
佢系被被鞭打。
Later we talk about he was crushed.
之后我哋睇到佢系被压伤。
He went through many suffering.
佢经过好多嘅苦楚。
To a point that is beyond any human being.
甚至系讲到系冇其他人好似佢咁样憔悴嘅。
And it to a point that his form mere beyond human likeness.
甚至佢嘅形容系比世人枯高。
Now this talk about the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when he first came.
呢度讲到系主第一次嚟到地上。
So today is year 2011.
今日系2011年。
So talk about when the Lord first came 2011 years ago, he came in a very lowly form.
呢度讲到当主耶稣喺2111年前嚟到呢个地上嘅时候，佢系带住一个卑微嘅样式嚟到呢个地上。
And he was crucified on the cross.
佢系喺十字架上面被钉死。
We look at him, he suffered a lot for us.
我哋见到我哋嘅主，佢为咗我哋嘅缘故受好多嘅苦。
To a point that people actually was horrified by what he has done.
甚至是当人见到我们主为我们所作的时候，人见到这个图画的时候是害怕，是惊奇。
But this is just the beginning.
但是这个只是一个开始。
Now let's look at verse 15.
我们再看一看第十五节。
It said, so he will sprinkle many nations.
这里讲到他必洗净许多国民。
And kings will shut their mouths because of him.
君王要向他闭口。
For they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
因为未曾传给他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
So this is talking about the second coming of the Lord.
这里讲到是主第二次再来。
You know, you always heard say the Lord is coming back, it's very near.
你经常都听到主要再来，很快就来的了。
And this is what happened when the Lord's second coming.
呢度就讲到当主第二次再嚟所发生嘅事情。
He became the king and the lord of all the nations.
佢成为所有国家嘅王。
And at that time, all the kings and nations will have nothing to say.
当到嗰阵时嘅时候，所有在位嘅君王都要闭口。
They were astonished.
佢哋会惊奇。
How a suffering servant of God.It's actually God's plan for him to be the king forever.
他们会惊奇怎样一位受苦的仆人在神的计划里面怎样成为一个君王。
They were not told what Jesus has done on the cross.
他们没听到耶稣为他们所作在十字架所作的事情。
They have not heard the gospel.
他们没听过福音。
But at that time when the Lord's second return,
但是当主第二次再来的时候，
every mouth will shut.
所有的口都要闭口。
Because they were captured by the glory of God.
因为他们被神的荣耀去俘虏。
So in these three verses, it tells something about God's plan.
所以这三节的经文告诉我们神的计划。
It talks about why Jesus has to go through all the suffering.
这里告诉我们为什么耶稣要经过这么多的痛苦。
His suffering will bring glory.
因为他的苦难，他的受苦能将荣耀带出来。
You know, when Lord suffer, he bring glory to you and me.
你知不知道当主耶稣受苦的时候，他将荣耀带给你和我。
And this is God's way to bring his glory to us.
这个就是神神的方法将他的荣耀带过给我们。
It's very much like a pearl. Have you ever seen a pearl?
就好像一粒珍珠。不知道大家有没有见过珍珠是怎样的呢？
Anyone have a pearl earring right now?
有没有人是有一粒珍珠的耳环的呢？
Did you have one? No? Okay. You all seen a pearl, right?
相信大家都見過珍珠係點樣㗎啦。
It's very pretty, very round, a lot of glister.
好圓嘅，係好漂亮嘅。
You know how that is, how that they are formed?
你知唔知珍珠係點樣形成嘅呢？
So it's a clam, and somehow there's a piece of sand get into inside the clam.
係一個蜆殼一個蜆咁一粒沙入咗呢個蜆殼裏面。貝殼裡面。
And it's very much like when have you ever run go to school or run track and then you have a piece of sand in your shoes. Have you ever had that happen to you?
就好似你翻學跑步嘅時候可能有粒沙入咗你隻鞋裡面。
And then you just feel like it's bothering you. It's like every step you walk it irritates you.
使你每跑一步呢粒沙都好似阻住你麻烦到你咁样。
So this is the same thing happened to the clam. Because of that sand, it irritated the clam. The clam actually go through a lot of suffering.
就好似呢个蚌就好似呢粒沙对呢个蚌嘅影响一样呢粒沙入咗呢个蚌里面呢粒蚌就好似受苦咁样。
And then what the clam did was it produced a mucus around this piece of sand.
而呢隻蚌就係出用啲分泌一啲嗰啲分泌物去圍繞呢粒沙。
And then over a period of time, with long suffering, this mucus became the pearl.
當呢啲分泌物過咗好一段好長嘅時間一段好長嘅受苦之後呢啲分泌物同呢粒沙就成為呢一粒珍珠。
So it's very much like how precious stone is formed.
同樣其他好多嘅寶石都係咁樣形成嘅。
They were put under high heat, under pressure, underground for many, many years, and then And this stone would turn out into precious stone.
呢啲石經過好高温喺地底裏面經過一段好長嘅時間就會變成呢啲嘅寶石。
So this is the essence of why the Lord go through suffering.
呢個就係主點解要經過咁多苦難嘅原因。
So the question I have is,Do you feel you have a personal relationship with God?
今日我問大家一個問題，你同主有冇一個個人嘅關係呢？
The Lord suffered for you, but does that relate to you?
主為我哋受苦，但係佢嘅受苦同你有冇關係呢？
Now we're going to actually look at a few verses very quickly.
我會再睇下幾節嘅經文。
So let's look at chapter 53 verse 2.
我哋睇下第53章第二节。
It said here he grew up before him. This is Jesus grew up before God the Father, like a tender shoot. Very fragile, very weak, and like a root out of dry ground.
呢度讲到他主耶稣喺耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。像根出於乾地，講到佢好微弱嘅喺神面前成長。
I mean, when you look at our Lord, He's like a root out of dry ground.
當我哋睇我哋嘅主嘅時候，佢就好似根出於乾地一樣。
You know, very dry. It doesn't have a lot of hope in man's eyes.
係好乾嘅，喺人睇起嚟嘅時候，佢好似冇乜希望。
He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
佢冇佳形美容。
And nothing in his appearance that we will desire him.
亦都冇美貌使我哋可以羨慕佢。
So if Jesus is the Savior, why do you think he would come in a lowly form like this?
如果主係我哋嘅救主嘅话，点解佢嚟到呢个地上嘅时候会系用一个咁卑微嘅样式呢？
The prophet Isaiah wrote this prophecy is for the Israelites at the time.
先知以賽亞寫呢個預言出嚟係寫俾當時嘅以色列人。
They were under a lot of pressure, political pressure from some of the neighbor countries.
當時嘅以色列人係受到周圍嘅國家好多嘅政治上面嘅壓力。
From the north, they have the Assyrian.
喺北邊有亞述。
And from the east, they have the Babylon.
喺東邊有巴比倫。
Now, this was actually written 700 years before the Lord came.
呢一首嘅詩歌係喺主嚟之前700年前寫起嘅。
And even during the time of Jesus,
甚至當喺主嗰段嘅時候嘅時候。
The nation of Israel were under a lot of political oppression from the Roman Empire.
以色列呢個國家同樣係受到羅馬帝國好多嘅壓力。
So the Israelites always expect a savior, a messiah.
所以以色列人一直都期望有一個尼賽亞，一個救主能拯救佢哋。
So they're expecting a military figures.
佢哋係期望一個軍事嘅強人可以拯救佢哋。
A great general that can help them to fight the battle.
或者係一個好出名嘅大將軍可以幫佢哋打仗。
But here tell us that our Jesus' appearance is in a very lowly form.
但係耶穌呢度告訴我哋耶穌嘅外貌係非常之卑微。
It is because the Lord came as a savior, not politically, not militarily.
因為主嚟到呢個地上唔係要作一個軍事嘅救主或者一個政治嘅救主。
It is because he is coming as a savior for our sin.
因為佢嚟到係要作我哋嘅救主，要救我哋從我哋嘅罪中拯救出嚟。
And because of the sin we had, he came and actually rescued us from the penalty of our sin.
因為我哋嘅罪，佢嚟到係要拯救我哋，使我哋能夠脫離罪嘅刑罰。
And then verse 3, it talks about he was despised and rejected by mankind.
喺第三節，我哋見到佢被藐視，被人厭棄。
So the religious leader rejected him.
當時的宗教領袖 是拒絕他。
The people reject him as the son of God.
人亦都厭棄他，不相信他是神的兒子。
And people rejected his message because he pointed out to people that we all have sin.
人亦都拒絕他的信息，因為他是告訴人，我們所有人都有罪。
So because of all that rejection and all the burden he had,He's a man of suffering, familiar with pain.
因為佢係被藐視、被人厭棄，所以佢係憂患之子，佢係多受痛苦，常經憂患。
So the Bible told us that people hide their face. He was despised, and we held him in very low esteem.
聖經告訴我哋，人係掩面不看佢，佢被藐視，我哋都唔尊重佢。
Today there are still many people despise Jesus.
今日同樣好多人都係拒絕耶穌。
Today there are still some people held Jesus in very low esteem.
同樣好多人都係唔尊重耶穌。
Because they did not recognize Jesus is the savior for their sin.
因為佢哋唔承認耶穌係佢哋嘅救主。罪嘅救主。
Now let's look at verse 4.
你再睇下第四節。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
So he was crucified on the cross for our sin.
他为着我们罪的缘故在十字架被钉死。
The penalty of sin is death.
罪的公价乃是死。
So when you did something wrong, there's a punishment.
當你做了一些錯事的時候是有刑罰。
So the penalty of our sin was actually laid on our Lord Jesus.
罪的刑罰主耶穌就 当帮我哋背负起过嚟。
So he bore our suffering.
啊，所以佢背负咗我哋嘅痛苦。
Now let's look at verse 5 also.
我哋再睇下第五节。
Why was he crucified on the cross for us?
啊，点解佢啊为着我哋喺十字架啊被钉咧？
He was pierced for our transgression.
啊，佢因着我哋过犯受害。
His hand, his feet was pierced.
啊，佢嘅啊手，佢嘅脚系被钉。
And it's because of the wickedness, the evilness in us.
啊，全部都系因为我哋啊里面啊嘅罪。
And he was crushed for our inequities.
啊，佢系为着我哋嘅罪孽啊被压伤。
So he was crushed by all the beating.
啊，佢系。因为其他人的鞭打是被压伤。
He was also crushed emotionally by rejection and by mocking.
他的心的情感里面亦都是被压伤，因为其他人是藐视他。
And he was crushed because of our inequity, our wrongdoing.
他被压伤是因为我们的罪孽。
So the punishment that was supposed to belong to us,Now he bare, so it brought peace.
啊，原本我哋当受嘅刑罚啊，佢系为我哋背负啊，所以我哋得平安。
And by his wound we are healed.
啊，因为佢嘅鞭伤啊，我哋得医治。
Now, let's play around the word a little bit in verse 5.
啊，喺第五节我哋尝试去玩弄下里面嗰啲嘅词句。
So I'm going to ask the children first.
我会问年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Okay. How many of the word he you saw in verse 5?
在第五节里面他这个字你见过几多次呢?
How many? You got one, two, right? All right, two. How about...Our one,
我们又见过几多次呢
Two, and we. So here I want you to see is there's four pair of words.
啊，喺呢度我哋见到有四对嘅词语。
He was pierced for our transgression.
嗱，嗰度讲到他为我们嘅过犯受害。
So he was pierced.
他是被是受害
，and then is for our transgression，
是为着我们嘅过犯嘅缘故
，and then he was crushed for our inequities，
啊，佢系被压伤，系为着我们嘅罪孽
，and then the punishment of him brought us peace，
啊，佢嘅刑罚系带俾我哋嘅平安
，and his wound we are healed。
他的鞭伤使我们得医治。
So, the Lord's suffering actually exchanged the position for us.
所以主的受苦是使我们是转换了我们的位置地位。
It is a relationship change.
是一个关系上面的改变。
So, before we were a sinner,
之前我们是罪人。
And because what he has done, now he bears the punishment for us.
因为他所作的他背负了我们的刑罚。
So now we are healed.
而现在我们是受得医治。
So before we were suffering from our sin, from all the sickness, all the grief, all the things we don't like,
之前我哋因着我哋嘅罪，我哋受苦，我哋经历好多嘅忧伤。
You heard of the word substitution？
大家都听过代替呢两个字。
You heard of the word substitution？
相信大家都听过。
So the Lord substitute the punishment for us。
所以主耶稣。代替了我们去背负了我们的刑罚。
I want to tell you a story.
我想跟大家讲一个故事。
Okay. There was once a boy. He was living on the street.
有一個男仔，佢係喺街頭裏面住嘅，露宿嘅。
And he's about 8 years old, 9 years old.
大約8歲9歲到。
So he's a beggar. He grew up on the street.
佢係一個乞衣，由細到大都係喺條街度揾食㗎啦。
So, you know, very rarely he'll have enough to eat at night.
佢好多時都係餓著嘅。
And he never have a chance to go to school.
亦都冇機會翻學。
And he's a beggar. You know, he's dirty. People doesn't like him.
佢係一個乞衣，好污糟嘅，冇人鍾意。
So one day there's a school principal walk by.
有一日，一間學校嘅校長經過。
And he had mercy on this child.
佢見到呢個乞衣呢個男仔，佢就動咗慈心。
He said, "Come to my school. I want to give you a chance to learn, to study."
咁佢就邀請呢個男仔嚟到佢間學校裏面，希望俾一個機會俾佢可以學習。
But this school is a very sophisticated school, and everybody has to sit straight. You cannot text while you're in school and all that, right?
但係呢間學校係好嚴嘅，所有學生都要坐得好直，亦都唔可以傳紙仔。
And you have to behave. You cannot talk back. And it's a pretty strict school. Some of you may not want to go to that school.
間學校亦都係好嚴格嘅。你先生同你講嘢，你唔可以駁嘴。可能在座啲小朋友唔想翻呢間學校。
So there's one rule which is very, very tough.
但係有一條嘅條例係非常之難去遵守嘅。
It said that because there's a lot of things in school is very valuable.
呢度講到，因為學校裡面有好多好名貴嘅物件。
And particularly in the middle of the school, there's a big vase, you know, a very big vase, almost like a collection.
特別喺學校嘅中心一個花樽。
And it said that if any of the students break this vase, they will have to pay for it. Otherwise, they'll be expelled from school.
嗰個條例就講到，如果有任何學生係打爛咗呢個花樽嘅話，佢一定要作出賠償。如果唔係，佢就會被趕出學校啦。
So, but this beggar boy is very clumsy. He doesn't know how to act and behave.
但係呢個黑衣嘅男仔，佢係好污糟，係好粗魯嘅，佢唔知點樣係做一個好學生。
So within a week he broke this vase.
所以喺一個禮拜未到之前，已經佢就打爛咗呢個花樽。
So the school principal has to expel him from school because of the rule.
所以呢個校長因為呢個條例。 嘅緣故，佢要趕呢個黑衣出校。
But in order to show his love,
但係呢個校長係有好大嘅愛心。
Instead of expelling the boy, he actually took out his wallet and paid for the cost of the vase.
佢冇將呢個男仔踢出校，而佢喺。 用佢自己嘅銀包銀錢出嚟，係幫呢個黑衣嘅男仔去作出呢個賠償。
But you know what？
但係你知唔知道咧
？To the surprise of this boy，
呢個好驚訝嘅呢個男仔
，The principal did something even more than paying for this price。
呢個校長。 唔單止係作出賠償，係幫呢個男仔去賠呢個嘅花樽。
He actually bring this boy back to his home.
佢係將呢個男孩係帶翻去佢呢個校長嘅屋企。
And to make him become his son.
係收養佢，使佢成為佢嘅兒子。
And this boy would never miss a meal.
而呢個男仔唔會再冇嘢食啦。
And he will never be cold.
佢唔會再係寒冷啦。
And he will be loved. He will be loved by this the principal.
他会被这个校长是爱他。
So in the same token, Jesus assumed the punishment of God for our sin on his behalf.
同样，主耶稣背负了我们罪的刑罚在神的面前。
It's a relationship with God.
是跟神一个关系。
Some of us may come to church because your parents want you to come.
你们当中可能来到教会，因为你的爸爸妈妈想你回教会。
And some of you come here because your friends are here.
有些来到教会，因为你的朋友在教会里面。
Some of us come because we think it's the right thing to do.
有人或者回教会，因为他们觉得这样做是对的。
But do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
但你和主耶稣有什么个人的关系呢?
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus dying on the cross, suffering for you?
你见不见到主耶稣在十字架上为你死呢?
Now we also want to look at verse 6.
我们也想看看第六节。
He said, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。 耶和华使我们罪人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So Christ has done this wonderful, amazing salvation on the cross for us.
基督 已经在十字架成就了这个这么伟大、这么惊奇的救恩。
How do we respond to that?
我们怎样作出回应呢?
Are you aware that you have gone astray?
你知不知道你认不认同我们已经走迷呢?
You are going the wrong way that God likes you to do.
你不是走在神想你行的一条路上面呢?
That you have act on the wrong way.
你已经走迷路了。
So you turn on your own way.
所以你偏行自己的路。
So are you aware that you are like a sheep? And the nature of a sheep is to not follow the chief sheep.
你是不是见到自己好像一只羊那样，羊的本性就是跟随牧羊人。
Are you aware you have a sinful nature?
你见不见到自己有这个罪的性情呢?
Are you aware that it's an act of sin that you have turned on your own way?
你见不见到你自己偏行己路是一个罪的彰显呢?
So at this point, it's a confession on our part.
所以到这里的时候，我们需要承认我们自己的罪。
If you have not accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果你未接受耶稣基督为你的救主,
are you aware that all your pain and suffering is because you have gone astray?
你知不知道你所有的劳苦、你所有的忧伤都是因为你自己走迷路呢?
And because of the bondage of sin.
因为罪的捆绑。
In verse 7, he was oppressed and afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth. He was like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearer is silent. So he did not open his mouth.
第七节，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
In the gospel, you'll find that when Jesus was at the hand of the trials, under the chief priest, the herald and Pilate, he did not answer them. He did not defend himself.
在福音书记载，当耶稣被祭司长审问、被比拉多、被希律审问的时候，当他们审问的时候，主耶稣是没有作任何的回应。
This was written 700 years before Jesus came.
这个句的经文是耶稣 来之前七百年前已经写好了。
So Jesus fulfilled the prophecy.
所以耶稣成就了这个预言。
So why did Jesus did not defend himself?
為什麼耶穌不去作這個回應，不去，because
he was obedient to God the Father.
因為他是信服在父神的手裡面。
And the first verse we said is he acts wisely.
剛才我們讀的第一節是講到我的仆人行事必有智慧。
And he did not defend because of his unconditional love to us.
他沒有開口，因為他對我們無條件的愛。
Now, because of time, we're going to breeze through a little faster. Verse 10.
我們再快點看一看第十節。
It was the Lord's will, it's God's plan to crush him, to crucify him, to cause him to suffer for us. And though the Lord make his life an offering for sin, we will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
耶和華卻定意將他壓傷，使他受痛苦。耶和華以他為贖罪祭，他必看見後裔，並且延長連日。 耶和華所喜悅的事必在他手中亨通。
So, the Lord was suffering a lot. He was crushed. But because of that, the result is that he will see many offspring. Today, if you accept Jesus as your Savior, you become children of God.
主當時受了很多痛苦，但結果在這節經文講到，是他必看見後裔。 所以今天當我們接受主為我們救主的時候，我們就成為祂的後裔。
And he will prolong his days. It's talk about victory over death.
這裡也講到他會延長連日，所講到的就是他在死裡面得勝。
Now let's also look at verse 11.
也看看第11節。
After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied.
在這裏講到他必看見自己勞苦的功效，便心滿意足。英文那裏也講到他會見生命的光。
So what is the light of life?
生命的光是什麼回事呢?
It's talk about that in this ages is full of darkness.
這裏講到在這個世代是充滿了黑暗。
Whether it's morality decline,
無論是道德上面,
whether it's the way people acting out in different scene,
或者是人在不同的情況下怎樣去犯罪,
or you're under the maybe people jealousy, greedy, lust,
或者人的驕傲妒忌,
all this talk about, this is a very dark world right now.
這裏講到的就是這個世代是非常黑暗。
But the Lord Jesus actually came as the light of life.
但是主耶穌是來到作生命的光。
It is a light that will shine before us to lead us back to God.
這個光是照在我們身上，要帶我們回到父神那裏。
Do you have this knowledge of Jesus as your Savior?
你有沒有這個認識主耶穌是我們救主呢?
So on conclude, I want to challenge each of you.
總結的時候，我願意挑戰大家。
How do you respond to Christ's suffering?
你怎樣能夠回應基督所受的痛苦呢?
How do you respond to his love toward you?
你怎樣回應基督對你的愛呢?
Do you see yourself as gone astray like a sheep?
你見不見到自己好像羊一樣走迷路呢?
If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior,
如果你未接受耶穌為你的救主,
I plead that you will open your heart and accept him as your Savior.
我求你打開你的心，接受他為你的救主。
And for those of us who have accepted Jesus,
如果你已經接受耶穌為你的救主呢?
And when we study Isaiah 53, how do you respond to his love?
當我們看以賽亞書第53章的時候, 你怎样回应他对你的爱呢？
I think the natural thing to respond to Jesus' love is to love him.
相信一个很自然的回应就是我们要爱他。
How many of you love Jesus?
在座当中有谁爱耶稣呢？
I see mostly hands in the front. How about the back?
我只看到头那一班举手。
Okay. Alright, so ask yourself, how do I love reciprocate the love from Christ?
你要问自己一个问题，你怎样是爱我们的主呢？
So, there are many answers, but one of the answers I had for you is,We need to thank him.
有好多嘅答案，但系我其中一个答案就系我哋要感谢佢。
Right? Isn't that the right thing to thank him?
感谢我哋嘅主系咪一个适当嘅回应咧
？Do you all agree?
你同唔同意咧
？Yes. Amen. So how often should we thank him? That's the next question.
我哋有要几时常去感谢佢咧
？All the time.
要是时常是要时常。
Would you promise to thank him at least every day?
你会不会答应自己至少每一日都花点时间去感谢他呢
?When you pray in the morning, thank him.
当你朝早灵修祈祷的时候感谢他。
Before you go to bed, thank him in your prayer.
当你睡觉之前在你的祈祷里面感谢他。
And even in the bread breaking service,
甚至喺擘饼嘅时候
，thank him for what he has done on the cross.
感谢佢为着佢喺十字架为我哋所作嘅事情，感谢佢。
You know, another way to thank him is not just by your mouth; it's by what your hand.
另外一个方法去感谢佢，唔系净系用口，亦都可以用我哋嘅手。
So, what can you do to thank him?
你能够做啲咩事情嚟感谢佢呢
？Another question is, you have to do your friends or your coworker at work or your friends at school know you are Christian？
另一个问题就系你嘅朋友、你嘅同学或者你嘅同事知唔知道你系基督徒呢
？Do you acknowledge Christ？To your friends.
你会不会在你的朋友面前承认基督呢
Or you just hide your face.
还是你会是掩埋块面是不承认自己是基督徒呢
When you have lunch with your friends, do you give thanks before you eat?
当你跟朋友吃饭的时候你会不会是借饭呢
I know of a Christian.
我認識一個基督徒。
He's not very proud of being a Christian.
佢唔係對自己係一個基督徒唔敢驕傲。
He had this very twisted way to give thanks and pray before meals.
佢有一個好奇特嘅方法去謝飯。
I mean in front of unbelieving, non-believing friends.
係當佢喺唔信嘅朋友面前，佢有一個好奇特嘅方法謝飯。
Instead of You know, praying like this.
佢唔係好似我哋平時咁樣咁祈禱。
His prayer is what I call one of those eyebrow prayer.
佢呢種嘅祈禱係好似用眼眉祈禱咁樣。
He just go like this.
佢就係數一數個眼眉。
And it's done.
咁佢就祈完啦。
Do you do that sometime?
你會唔會有時係咁樣借飯嘅咧？祈禱嘅咧？
We need to thank God all the time.
我哋实在要时常嘅去感谢主。
So we need to thank God by our action.
我哋要用我哋嘅行动嚟感谢主。
When you are home with your parents, you need to be obedient to your parents.
当我哋喺屋企喺我哋嘅父母面前，我哋要去听佢哋嘅话。
When you are at school, do you try to help other people?
在学校里面你会不会帮助其他的同学呢
When you at a crossroad making decision,
当你在要作一个决定的时候
Do you try to make a decision to please God or to please yourself?
你会不会作这个决定来去 使神得到喜悦，定系要使自己得到喜悦咧？
There was one time I was challenged.
有一次我系被挑战。
And someone gave me, offer me alcohol.
有一次有人请我喝酒。
And it was not like a celebration, like a birthday or wedding, you know, like people do drink in celebration.
那个情况不是在婚礼里面，不是在一些值得庆祝的日子里面。
But it was among some non-believing friends.
那个情况是在一班不信主的朋友当中。
He said, hey, Ken, you're my buddy. Come on, let's go get drunk.
这个朋友就走过来拍我几下，告诉我朋友，你是我的朋友，一起喝酒，一起去喝醉去。
So if I don't go get drunk, that means I'm rejecting them as my friend.
那时候我就想，如果我不依照他去喝酒，不去喝醉，那我们就不是朋友了。
So that's peer pressure.
这个就是群众的压力。
When you're under peer pressure, would you please yourself? Or would you please God?
当你在群众的压力底下，你会不会选择去使神得到喜悦，还是使自己得到喜悦呢？
So when you get upset sometime, how is the word you say? Is it pleasing God? Or it is full of anger and hate?
当你在愤怒的时候，你口所出的话，是不是神所喜悦的呢？还是充满了 憎恨仇恨的呢？
Today we are under a lot of trials, a lot of suffering.
今天我们是受很多的试炼，很多的苦难。
You know, I know most of you doesn't have an easy life.
我认识大家，大部分的生活都不是风平浪静的。
You know, whether it's relationship, financially, it's just your health. We all under a lot of suffering.
无论是人与人之间的关系，经济方面，或者是你的健康方面，我们都是经历很多的苦难。
If you know Christ as your Savior,
但如果你认识基督为你的救主,
and if you also know that the second coming of Christ, everything will be so beautiful.
如果你也认识主就快回来，所有事情都会变得美丽。
It will give you peace. And it will give you that special strength.
你就会有平安，亦都得到力量。
And the Bible talks about that's the hope of glory. It helps you to endure any trial.
圣经讲及到这个荣耀的盼望，这个荣耀盼望就使我们能够忍受试炼。
Now, I was looking around, there's not too many of us has ran the marathon.
认识大家，相信不是很多人走过一个马拉松。
I think maybe Patty may be the only one I know.
相信可能 Patty 姊妹是唯一一个我认识的。
Patty. Oh, Elaine did?
Elaine 姊妹都跑过。
Hi, Elaine. You know how many miles the marathon?
大家知不知马拉松是有几长的呢？
26 miles.
26公里。
Okay.
英里。
Now, people told me that people who ran the marathon, they actually become, they were tired, right? After whatever miles. But they actually don't get tired and actually start to have more energy in the last 3 miles.
走过马拉松的人告诉我，我们跑开头跑咗一段时间会觉得疲倦，开始疲倦过嚟。但系当佢跑到最后三个英里之后嘅时候，佢哋就重新得到力量，唔再感到疲倦啦。Because
they have the goal in sight.
因为当佢走到最后三英里嘅时候，佢哋见到终点。So
today, being children of God, we have received the salvation.
所以今日作为神嘅儿女，我哋已经将呢个救恩接受过嚟。
So this song of the servant song, in the beginning it talk about the second coming.
所以呢一首仆人嘅诗歌开头嘅时候讲到主嘅第二次再来。
So I encourage every one of us to keep our eyes on the second coming of the Lord.
所以鼓励大家将我哋眼睛系定睛喺主嘅再来上面。
Because it would refresh you during the time of trial and tribulation.
因为喺你受试炼、受苦难嘅时候，这个主的再来能够使你重新得力。
So to end this, I just want to once again ask you all to think about how you can respond to God's love.
完结的时候，我想再重复问大家，你对主的受苦能够作出什么回应呢？
Did Christ's suffering mean anything to you?
基督的受苦对你有什么影响呢？
Christ dying on the cross, does it strike anything in your heart?
基督在十字架被钉，你的心有没有被感动呢？
Is there something that you know God is not pleasing you would, that God is asking you to give up at this point?
在你生活里面有没有一些事情神是不喜悦的，神是要你去割除的？
Maybe it's the pride.
或者是你的骄傲。
Or maybe it's some kind of lust.
或者是一些的情欲。
Or some kind of jealousy.
或者一些的妒忌。
Or some kind of hatred.
一些的憎恨。
So to finish, and I want to share another story since we have so many children here.
结束的时候再跟大家分享另一个故事。
There was, again, it's in a school.
同樣是這個關及學校裡面所發生的故事。
And there was a 12 years old girl that they all come to school in the morning.
是一個12歲的女孩子。
So this is a new student, and after about a few weeks,
他們在朝早上學，這一班是新的學生，他上了幾個禮拜學之後。
Then the teacher start questioning. Now, we never met the mother of this girl.
老师就开始问了，我们从来都没见过这个十二岁女仔的妈妈。
So all the students, the mother or father drop off the child.
其他学生爸爸妈妈都会送他们回学。
So they wonder what happened to this child, this girl, 12 years old girls.
咁佢哋就唔知呢个女仔个妈妈喺边度。
Said we never met the mother.
从来都冇见过佢妈妈。
So then they follow the child, and then they actually one morning, you know, saw the child. There was a woman actually brought the child on the way to school.
咁佢哋就开始去跟踪呢个女仔。结果一朝早佢哋见到一个女人带这个女仔回学。
And then about two blocks away, the child told the mother, oh, you can leave now, you can leave now.
但是当他们行到大约离学校两条街的时候，这个十二岁的女仔就告诉这个女人听，你可以走了。
And that was her mother.
原来这个女人就是她妈妈。
And it turned out that the mother was very ugly.
原来这个妈妈是很丑样的。
Her face was all burned.
佢塊面係被燒傷過。
I mean, it's actually very horrifying.
係非常之可怕嘅。
You know, she had a hood on.
佢係有塊布係遮住塊面。
So the girl would say, "You can leave now. You can leave now."
所以呢個十二歲嘅女仔就叫呢個媽媽離開。
She's ashamed of her mother.
因為佢呢個女仔因着佢妈妈而感到羞耻。
And what happened was when this girl was a baby.
原来当这个女仔是 BB 的时候。
And there was a fire in the house.
在屋企里面着火，有火烛。
And the mother actually went into the fire and brought up the child.
这个妈妈是走入这间屋里面去救这个 BB。
And because of that, her body was burned.
因为这样的缘故，她块面，她全身就被烧伤了。
Her face was burned.
她块面是被烧伤。
And this child is ashamed of her mother.
但是这个女孩是因着她妈妈的缘故而感到羞耻。
Are you ashamed of Christ suffering for you?
你是不是因着基督为你受苦的缘故而感到羞耻呢?
Are you ashamed when people say, why do you a Christian?
当其他人问你为什么你是一个基督徒的时候，你是不是感到羞耻呢?
Is Christ suffering on the cross ashamed to you?
基督在十字架上受苦，你觉不觉得是一个羞耻呢?
Would you stand up and tell people I'm a Christian?
你会不会站起来告诉其他人我是一个基督徒呢?
How do you respond to his love?
你怎样回应他对你的爱呢?
I'd like to end my sharing here.
我的交通就停在这里。
Let's just sing a hymn.
我们请唱一首诗歌。
Hymn 229.
诗歌229首。
Hymn 229.
诗歌229首。
Give us a note. Yeah. Come on up. Oh, I'm sorry. Hymn 229.
诗歌229首。
So let's just sing the stanza one twice.
我们请唱第一节两次。
Down from his splendor in glory he came into a world of woe, took on himself all my guilt and my shame. Why should he love me so? How can I help but love him? When he loved me so, how can I love but love him? When he loved me so. If you want to respond to his love,
如果你想回应他对你的爱,
you want to love him more,
如果你, 想爱他多一点,
I invite you to stand up and sing this one more time.
我邀请你, 起立, 唱这首诗歌一次。
From his splendor in glory he came into the world of woe, took on himself all my guilt and my shame. Why should he love me so? Standing and bow down and pray.
我们请仍然站立，我们一起祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for your suffering.
主，因着你的受苦，我们感谢你。
Thank you for dying on the cross for us.
多谢你在十字架上为我们死。
Thank you for this unconditional love.
多谢你向我们无条件的爱。
We want to respond to your love.
我们愿意向你的爱作出回应。
As that you will strengthen our walk.
求你使我们在每日的行走里面得力量。
So we could be the soldier of Christ.
使我们成为基督的精兵。
We can be the light of this world.
使我们成为这个世界的光。
And the salt of this world.
这个世界的盐。
Bless this word.
祝福你的话。
Strengthen us to love you more.
使我们得力量更加爱你。
For those of you those of us who haven't know you as a Savior,
如果我们当中是未认识你，未接受你为我们的救主的时候,
and ask that you bless them with your word,
求你祝福你的话语,
open their heart,
打开他们的心,
and accept you as their Savior,
使他们能够接受你为他们的救主,
Once again, thank you for being our Lord and our Savior.
再一次多谢你成为我们的主，我们的救主。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祈祷，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。